Oh, you're awake. Good. You took a bit of a knock to the head. It doesn't seem too serious, though. I think that you passed out from shock and pain more than physical injury to your cranium. Your forearms, though, both of them are sprained. I've pumped you full of painkillers, pretty nifty ones, actually, so it shouldn't be too bad. Just relax. I'm sorry that you have to lie on a stone floor, but the cellar doesn't have anything soft I can use to cushion you. But like I said, the drugs I gave you are really good. You could lie on a bed of nails and still feel comfortable. The passageway leading outside caved in. There was an explosion. Yeah, if you just lie on your back and keep your arms on the floor until we can get medical attention here. They're probably going to send helicopters. They'll have to, really. This monastery is quite secluded, and I don't think an ambulance can manage the winding road all the way up this mountain. But listen, don't worry. Your injuries need attention, but they are in no way life-threatening. Okay? You're not gonna die or anything. Do you remember what happened? You seem pretty out of it. Those drugs I gave you are pretty cool. Well, okay. I'm a secret agent. Recently graduated. Top of my class, by the way. And this is my first assignment. Here, it's your monastery. Yeah, I was surprised too. But we got a tip off that this holy religious order had been infiltrated by terrorists. Did none of you think it was strange that there were a bunch of new guys around here lately? And they all have names like... Never mind. Anyways, there was a whole bunch of them talking about launching a thermonuclear missile from this very holy religious order. Yeah, these guys are real bad. I was listening to them, trying to gather information. That's what spies do. But then you blundered in to light candles or something. They tried to kill you, so I managed to kill a few, then haul you down a passageway to this deep cellar. Saved your life, by the way. You're welcome. Anyway, one of them threw a grenade, and kaboom, the whole passage caved in. Which is good for us. It means they must think we're dead. In the hubbub, you sprained your arms and bashed your head. But like I said, your injuries aren't life-threatening. Ah, you're probably wondering why I've hitched your robe up and pulled your briefs down. Fair enough. I suppose it might seem a bit disconcerting to wake up and find yourself drugged and partially naked while someone you don't know is talking about terrorists and things like that. It's like this. Here's the thing. Well, there's no easy way to say this. I need your cum. I mean, semen or sperm or whatever you monks feel comfortable calling it. I need it. Oh, this isn't for anything kinky or anything like that. It's business, not pleasure. It's for national security. And freedom and democracy and shit like that. All that good stuff. Oh, Jesus too, when you think about it, because all these terrorists are definitely not into him. Yes, for Jesus. You need to ejaculate for Jesus. If the prospect of giving me your semen is troubling from a spiritual point of view or something, just think on it like this. Jesus wants you to come. For me. I mean, ejaculate. Do you prefer the word ejaculate? Well, anyway, do it for Jesus. I mean, I personally want you to do it for national security. I cannot emphasize how important this is to the lives of thousands of people. But if it helps, just think on it as if Jesus wants you to do it. Jesus saves, right? Well, your cum will save too. Are you trying to ask why? Well, I suppose you have a right to know. I need your sperm to write with. My transmitter got bashed by one of those pesky terrorists, and I can't communicate with my contact. And I can see him through that high window. He's waiting at the bottom of the mountain. So I was thinking, I obviously can't shout to him because the terrorists would hear. I was thinking that I could write a message on one of the pieces of parchment you have in the cellar. With your sperm. Tie it to a piece of rubble from the explosion. And then just tumble it down the mountain. And then he'll see it falling. He'll pick it up, read it, and tell NATO or the Pentagon or someone. And then your sperm will save the lives of thousands of people. Maybe hundreds of thousands. Maybe more. Unless you have a pen. Do you have a pen? Me neither. So, I'm going to have to make you come. Because, and we learned this in spy school, we really did. Semen is great if you need invisible ink. And when my contact sees the note without writing on, he'll just decide it must be invisible ink and hold it up to the light, thus learning of the imminent terrorist atrocity and call in support. No, no, don't try to struggle, please. You have sprained forearms for one thing. Oh, and I'm a deadly super fighting machine too. You wouldn't stand a chance. Look, this can go two ways, and both of them end in you coming. I can use my deadly combat skills to force you to come, pinning you down and shoving my fingers deep inside of you, rubbing your prostate and making you come. It's not very pleasant. Well, it might be. Or I can use the other set of skills that I learned in spy school. My seduction skills. Seriously, I can make a gay guy get hard and come in his pants just by wiggling my ass. I'm that good. Are you gay? Is that the problem? Is that why you have shaved pubes? Or is that just a religious requirement of this monastery? Never mind. Look, be a good boy for me. And soon this will all be over. I'm just going to reach down over your body. You have a nice body, by the way. Do you work out? Didn't think monks would go in for that. Doesn't matter. Now I'm slowly, just ever so gently, going to put my hand on your crotch. And just rest it on your penis. That's all. And we'll see what happens. Let's just see if your penis gets hard with me whispering in your ear and my hand just resting on you. Just resting. We'll see. So you're getting hard. That's all right. That's not a sin. It's a matter of national security. That's the only reason this is happening. Yes, I can feel you filling out quite nicely. And you must be aching to come real bad. I checked your balls while you were still unconscious. You really should jerk off occasionally. Okay, I'd say you're nearly totally erect now. That's a good boy. Is this so terrible? Wow. You have a very big penis, you know. It's a shame you decided to come and live in this dumb monastery, because that cock would have made a girl like me very happy. Now I'm just gonna wrap my hand around it. That feels nice. Sometimes my job has its little perks. Now I'm just going to very gently massage you. Shh, don't try to speak. I'm going to take care of you. Up and down like this. Now, it's like this. You need to come, and you need to come hard. I need a lot of cum, okay? I need to write Agent Jezebel here. I infiltrated the monastery. Terrorist threat severe. Launch of nuclear missile imminent. Suggest initiation of purge protocol. Please, someone take care of my cat. Now that's a lot of words, so I'm gonna need a big load. So, can you do that for me, sweetie? Just this one time. I can feel you throb so hard. I know you wanna come, really. Now I'm just gonna move down. I don't want to use my mouth and tongue. We learned this in spy school, too. If I run my tongue under the bottom of your cock head like this. You like that, don't you? I knew you would. There are a lot of nerves there. And when I swirl my tongue around it, it'll drive a man wild. Even if they're drugged like you are. Even if they're devoted to Jesus. I need to use my mouth. Because like I told you, I need you to come load for me. And my wet mouth will help me work up a nice big ejaculation. Don't struggle. I promise you'll enjoy it. I'm gonna take you in now. Just a tip. Do you like that? I can feel you throb in my mouth. You're throbbing almost angrily. I must say, it's a privilege to take a virgin cock into my mouth. And it's turning me on, too. I'm gonna fondle your balls now. My, you are tender. It's so cute the way you gasped. And your balls are so full. You know, it's probably really unhealthy for you to go around with balls as full as this all the time. And just the weight of them alone. And it's making me wet. Do you like that? As I gently squeeze and play with them. Oh. Seems to be making you gasp anyway. So I'll take that as a yes. So now I'm gonna suck you a little more vigorously. And work my mouth down further along your shaft. And you should feel my lips hard on your penis now. You're flooding my mouth with pre-cum. That's alright, I don't mind. It means you're enjoying yourself after all. So much for that vow of chastity. And just remember, this is for Jesus. I'm gonna firmly palpitate your testicles now. Because you need to come. As quickly as possible. And I just want you to not worry. And just let yourself squirt into my mouth. There's no need to be ashamed. You're doing it for Jesus. Just relax. Let me take care of you. Mm-hmm. Just give in to it. I can feel your balls starting to tighten and lift, and your cock's throbbing. So hard now. You're very close. Come into my mouth. Come for me. Just let yourself squirt it all out. And I'll catch it in my mouth. And use a Frank. Be a good for me. Be a good boy for me. Ejaculate in my mouth. That's it. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. I may have accidentally swallowed all of your cum. I shouldn't have done that. But I just got carried away. And he came. So much. It was very impressive. Just let me suck out the last few drops. But then you'll have to let me use my mouth to work your cock hard again. Oh, you're trembling. Just relax and let me take care of you. Are you crying? Please don't cry. Just let me drain your leaky penis till it's soft. And then I'll make you hard again. And make you come in my mouth. Again. For Jesus. And this time, I won't swallow all of your cum. I promise.